To Doris Laporte and Robert Hudson, both of you are treasured by Wayne and me. Christmas 2025. Dear friends, the one question most authors are asked is, where do you get your ideas? For me, it starts with something I've read or heard or seen. The plot for A Fairy Merry Christmas came when the local news reported that a Washington State ferry traveling between Bremerton and Seattle had struck a sandbar. As a result, the passengers were stranded for hours until a tugboat came to their rescue. That was all it took for my imagination to immediately overflow with what-ifs. What if it was Christmas time? What if there were compelling reasons people needed to get to Seattle? What if, on the other side of Puget Sound, there were friends or family eagerly anticipating their arrival? Instinctively, I recognized this real-life incident had the potential for a great story. As an author, I've learned there are some stories that almost write themselves, and others where each page feels as if I'd chiseled it in stone. This book was a sheer joy to write. My hope is that you will find that same pleasure reading it as I did in the writing. Now, turn the page and take a seat on the Washington State Ferry as it traverses the waterways of Puget Sound. As always, I enjoy hearing your thoughts. You can reach me through all the social media platforms. If you'd rather use snail mail, my address is P.O. Box 1458, Port Orchard, Washington, 98366. From my family to yours, have a joyous and fun-filled holiday season. Merry Christmas. Debbie Maycomber. P.S. Take heart. In all the years I've lived in the Seattle area, this is the only time I can remember a ferry hitting a sandbar. Chapter 1. Avery Bond enjoyed studying people. A lot could be said about a person by simple observation. Her gaze floated over those waiting inside the Bremerton terminal for the Yakima, the ferry to Seattle. Her attention landed on what appeared to be a young businessman who seemed to be in a hurry. He'd glanced at his watch twice in the last 10 minutes as if anxious to board the ferry. She couldn't blame him. It was 2 days before Christmas, and she imagined he was eager to head to the city to be with his family. Her keen sense of observation was as active as her imagination was. She pictured said man on a quick trip across Puget Sound, looking to finalize a big business deal and promising his loved ones he'd be back in a flash. Perhaps the details had taken longer than he anticipated, and now he was nervous, wanting to keep his word. Avery's gaze moved to the grandmotherly woman in the seat just down from him. She found her interesting as well. The white-haired woman with the full-length beige wool coat had a large, round tin box resting on her lap. The cheerful snowman design suggested it contained homemade cookies or candy that perhaps the maternal-looking woman had made herself. The way she held it firmly within her grip said that a lot of love and effort had gone into the preparation. Avery pictured decorated sugar cookies, thick with frosting and sprinkles, along with a layer of fudge and divinity. She could almost see the smiles of the woman's grandchildren when they discovered the special treats inside. What captured her attention was the dignified way in which she sat, as though she was comfortable with herself. Avery admired that. A pang went through Avery's heart as she continued to study the woman. How desperately she missed her own grandmother. This would be her and Reed's first Christmas without their beloved Grams. Grams had raised them from the time they were 5 and 8. Their mother had gotten hooked on drugs and had deteriorated until the state had intervened and placed Avery and Reed with their grandparents. Over the years, their mother made several attempts to get her life in order, but it never lasted more than a few months.